This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Facebook and the fallout therefrom, I suppose, is where we'll start our recap of the 5 days gone by. Here for the weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond are Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. They're in our production center in New York. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Lee, let me ask you this. Facebook, everything was terrible, blah, blah, blah. We all know. Anything going to change?
Well, I mean, anything going to change with the stock price? Yeah, I mean,
Not the stock price. The IPO that went so horribly wrong.
What we've learned, once again, is that there's a lot of gray areas. I feel like we keep learning this lesson, and I'm fittingly wearing a gray shirt today. I mean,
and it's gray here in Los Angeles. So, you know.
But, you know, this is really, really terrible. I mean, the IPO was so bungled. It was terrible on a number of levels. So many lessons learned. You know, I think probably the biggest issue was the disclosure that looks like it went to a few analysts who cut their estimates and didn't go to everybody, which was a big deal in this case because it had such an unusually high number of retail investors. Everyday individuals wanted on this stock for an obvious reason. We all know Facebook. It's like the old Peter Lynch, buy what you know. This is like right in front of your face.
So Cardiff, is the lesson that retail investors ought just not be involved in IPOs?
That might be a sort of medium-term lesson. I mean, and that's really the tragic thing about all this, which is that this falls into a longer-term secular pattern of fewer and fewer initial public offerings. It's been going on for more than a decade. Huh. I mean, already investors, and especially smaller investors, were already worried about this stuff. The whole thing seems rigged. It seems like Wall Street has the end, and this only confirms it. So if anything's going to come of it, I don't know that it's going to come from these lawsuits, but it might prompt some people to look about the entire process and the ways that it's flawed.
All right, let's move on to something a little cheerier, if we could. Europe, Lee. So as I walked into the studio just now, the lead story in the New York Times was a Spanish bank asking for 19 billion euros in a bailout. We had a downgrade of Norwegian banks this morning, for heaven's sake. What in Sam Hill is going on around here?
Well, the situation in Spain has been deteriorating, even as all the attention has been on Greece. But the big, big fear is just contagion whenever whatever happens with Greece actually happens, which, you know, for now, it's sort of a simmering cauldron of instability
until
the elections.
Would you not say, Lee, that what we have now today with Spanish banks asking for 19 billion and Norwegian banks being and Swedish banks being downgraded, is that not contagion?
That is contagion. That was a little surprising, I think. So it'll be interesting to see how the markets react, you know, on Monday or on Tuesday.
Markets in Europe are open, Cardiff, right, on Monday?
But here's the thing with what's happening in Spain, I think. This is also part of the problem with weak economic growth there. And you've heard the phrase that when the tide comes in, you find out who's naked. That's what happens in a recession. What we're finding out more and more is confirmation that Europe is already in a recession. And so what's happening with the Spanish bank Bankia is that all along it was in worse shape than we thought real estate losses and things like that. And it's impossible to cover that up when the economy gets worse and worse. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like there's any end to that right now.
You're not making me feel better.
No, I'm sorry. Well, it is a long weekend, and here comes Memorial Day.
Yeah, but
so
I'm going to be stuck in traffic going to the mountains.
So
Lee, let me ask you this, though. Is it possible, and boy, I haven't asked this question in probably a couple of years, is it possible that the financial crisis we had here in this country and then in Europe as well was completely wasted and that we have learned no lessons from any of this stuff? You roll in J.P. Morgan and you roll in Facebook in Europe and the whole smash.
I think I think there's definitely a case to be made for that. I think the J.P. Morgan situation alone just proves that proprietary trading is the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
Everything that went wrong is just can still go wrong. I mean, that could happen again tomorrow at another bank. I mean, that's just we have not fixed that in the least. And nor does it seem has anybody learned the lessons about risk and taking risk. In Europe, I think it's a little bit different. I'm not sure that's totally analogous in a way. Mm. I mean, they're, you know, Germany's kind of saying we're, you know, not going to let too big to fail happen. I mean, or we're going to let them fail. So it's a little bit different, but the issues are the same.
Yeah. Cardiff, quickly on the way out, do you actually believe that Greece is going to leave the euro and it's all going to come kerflooey over there?
I think the likelihood that it stays in is higher than the likelihood that it goes out, but it's like 51-49 right now, and that's as best as I can do. That's the best I can do.
Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.